Music, we're told, transcends geographical, cultural, and temporal boundaries with its rich tapestry of sounds and expressions. In a world whose borders are ever more porous, and where a history of exchange has created points of contact and conflict between cultures, either encouraged by travel or trade, or enacted by darker forces such as war, slavery, and subjugation, there are inevitable moments of fusion between cultural elements. Music, being expressive in its very essence, has mirrored the ways in which cultures have come together. And although it has happened in every age of human history, the last 3 to 4 centuries have been vibrantly replete with the fusion of music from every continent and culture. Among the most fascinating of these interactions is the crossover between African traditional music and Western classical music. In particular, South African and Nigerian music and composers have significantly influenced and been influenced by Western classical music, leading to a vibrant fusion that enriches both traditions. I'm Vlad Smrzkevich, and I invite you to explore with me some of these Afropean crossovers, highlighting the dynamic interplay between African traditional music and Western classical music, and some places in between.
But
Nam Poshozwayo, Engabusana Sit Nam Sanche, Beauty Wanamakamaban, Epagona Lelaco,
Ladysmith Black Mambazo with Wawusho Kubani. Who were you talking to? A piece that, like so many performed by this renowned South African vocal ensemble, is in the Isicathamiya style. This style of singing, which is widespread among Zulu-speaking people in South Africa, has a name derived from the Zulu word kathama, to tread carefully or to walk softly. An early 20th century example of fusion, it evolved from traditional Zulu music and singing practices and the influence of Western choral music. The convergence of African traditional music with Western classical music can be traced back to when European powers established colonies across Africa. Missionaries and colonial administrators brought Western musical traditions, including hymns, church music, and classical European compositions, to African communities. In return, African music began to permeate European consciousness through various means, including the transatlantic slave trade and the exchange of cultural artifacts. In South Africa, the interaction between Western classical music and indigenous traditions became particularly pronounced during the late 19th and early 20th centuries. Mission schools played a crucial role in this process, teaching Western music notation and performance alongside traditional African music. African musicians who were trained in these schools often combined elements of both traditions, creating hybrid forms that reflected their dual culture. This fusion of African traditional music and Western classical music led to numerous innovations and unique musical forms, and the crossovers can be seen in the works of both African and Western composers who have sought to integrate the two traditions. Music from the final movement, Akinla, of the African Suite from 1944 by composer Fela Sowande, performed there by the New Symphony Orchestra, conducted by Trevor Harvey. Fela Sowande, one of the most prominent figures in the 20th century world of modern Nigerian art music, Sowande's works, such as this African Suite for String Orchestra, blend African rhythms, melodies, and instruments, adapting them to Western classical structures and harmonies. considered within the context of his time, Sowande's music reflects a deep respect for African traditions whilst embracing the technical and expressive language of Western classical music. Nigerian composers inspired by the music of those such as Sowande and his generation further developed a national and African style in instrumental as well as vocal music. One particular movement to emerge from this era was called African pianism, a concept developed by Nigerian composer and musicologist Akin Euba. In this distinctive style of piano music, traditional African musical elements blend with Western classical piano techniques, aiming to create a unique synthesis of African rhythmic, melodic, and harmonic language within the framework of Western classical music. Rhythmic complexity, including syncopation, cross rhythms and irregular meter, African scales and modes, melodic and harmonic language such as parallel intervals, open fifths, as well as the incorporation of African cultural themes and narratives from folklore and traditional African instruments, these all form a part of African pianism. Composer Christian Onyeji's Ufie is one such example. Pianist Rebecca Omordia, with percussion played by Abdelkader Saadun on Akin Euba's Ore Meta, the first of his Yoruba songs. Before it, we heard Omordia playing Christian Onyeji's Ufie, the third movement marked Fast. In the final third of the 20th century and into the first quarter of the 21st, South African-Irish composer Kevin Volans has made significant contributions to this unique African-European fusion. His piece, White Man Sleeps, initially written for harpsichord and string quartet, draws on traditional African music from Uganda, Madagascar, and South Africa. In this work, Volans incorporates African rhythmic patterns and timbres into a Western classical framework, creating a distinctive sound that is both global and local. Thank you. The Kronos Quartet, with the opening movement to Kevin Volland's White Man Sleeps. Another notable South African composer is Mzilikazi Khumalo, whose works reflect a profound synthesis of Zulu musical traditions and Western classical forms, specifically those that incorporate vocal performing forces. His 2002 opera Princess Magogo Kadinu Zulu is a unique landmark in South African music, combining traditional Zulu songs with Western operatic elements to tell the story of a Zulu princess. The oratorio form was also synthesized by Khumalo, whose work Ushaka Kasenzangahona tells the story of the Zulu king Shaka.
Tambegega mtaga chama, tambegega nangezi nyembezi, tambegega we usein folozi, tambegega we usein tseleni, tambegega uyotinga kutingiswayo, oye ngweni, wawakoba madanga.
The music of Mzilikazi Khumalo, from the oratorio that tells the story of the great warrior Shaka Zulu, Ushaka Kasenzangahona. We heard an excerpt from Get Onto Mother's Back and Let Us Go, performed by the Soweto Songsters of the Salvation Army, soprano soloist Sibongile Mngoma, and the National Symphony Orchestra of South Africa's Broadcasting Corporation under conductor Robert Maxim. An African oratorio by a composer whose work exemplifies the potential for storytelling and cultural expression that arises from the fusion of African and European Western musical traditions. Western art music composers have also drawn inspiration from African music, incorporating its elements into their works to create innovative compositions. In the mid-20th century, American composer Steve Reich profoundly influenced Western classical music by incorporating African musical elements within his 1971 piece, Drumming, which was inspired by a trip to Ghana. This minimalist masterpiece utilizes African drumming techniques and rhythmic structures, demonstrating how African musical concepts integrate organically into Western classical forms, resulting in new and compelling musical expressions. Steve Reich's Drumming, performed there by Steve Reich and his ensemble of musicians. The crossover between African traditional music and Western classical music is not merely a musical phenomenon. It also carries profound cultural significance. This fusion reflects broader themes of identity, globalization, and cultural exchange, offering insights into how communities navigate their histories and their futures. For African composers and musicians, the integration of Western classical music with traditional forms is a way to assert their cultural identity and heritage. By blending these traditions, the music speaks to the unique experiences and perspectives of these artists. The process often involves a reassertion of African cultural values and aesthetics, challenging the historical dominance of Western musical traditions. In South Africa, the fusion of African and Western music has been a powerful tool for political and social expression. During the apartheid era, music became a means of resistance and a symbol of unity. Composers in the jazz genre, such as Abdullah Ibrahim and Hugh Masekela, used jazz, a genre deeply influenced by African rhythms and Western harmonic structures, as a vehicle to express their opposition to apartheid and their vision for a more inclusive society. Composer Neo Muyanga, born in 1970s Soweto, is a contemporary composer and artist whose eclectic stylistic mix bridges multiple genres. As a result, he's contributed significantly to classical, choral, jazz, and indigenous South African musical traditions. Particularly of note have been Muyanga's The Struggle Trilogy, a series of operas exploring the themes of resistance and liberation in South Africa, and Memory of How It Feels, a contemporary classical piece that delves into personal and collective memory. In this next piece, however, pianist René Resnick displays Muyanga's more lyrical side in a work that recalls the new African pianism, Hade Tata. The cross-pollination of African and Western musical traditions is an intriguing example of the processes of globalization and cultural exchange. This fusion also challenges notions of cultural purity, emphasizing the fluid and dynamic nature of cultural traditions throughout history and in the present. Music, like all cultural forms, is constantly evolving, influenced by multiple factors, including migration, technological advances, and intercultural encounters. The integration of African and Western musical elements underscores the fact that cultures are not static, but are continually shaped by their interactions with one another. However, there are inherent social dynamics imbued into any work of music, and for those newly composed pieces at the borderlines of African and Western music, those dynamics carry histories of colonial social imbalance. Kevin Volans alludes to this in the title of White Man Sleeps, which we heard earlier. The metaphor of the work's name implies the potential for ignorance or naivete in Western perspectives on African music and culture. However, African composers of music in the Western classical idiom deftly utilize the musical language and techniques of both musical worlds to create a compelling musical fusion. Here again is the music of Volans with an equally significant title, Umzi Wacha. The house is burning. Kevin Volans' Umzi Wacha, The House is Burning. Soprano Pumeza Machikiza with the Aurora Orchestra under Ian Farrington, conductor. I'm Vlad Smyshkevich, and as always, it's been a pleasure to have your company for a journey along the myriad world pathways of music. I'll leave you now with one last piece by the South African composer Bongani Ndodana Breen. Safika No. 2 for piano and string quartet, played here by Samantha Ege and Castle of Our Skins, from their album Hommage, chamber music from the African continent and diaspora.